Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God program. This is Lawmaster. I want to start first with a statement from the book of Psalms, Psalms 35, verse 17. And it is a question, which says, how long wilt thou look on? How long wilt thou look on? And the question is to you, the listeners, how long will you look on? You listen to the program. And I want to thank you for listening to the program. The question is, in addition to how long you've gone, what are you doing with the information you are receiving? What are you doing with the information you are receiving? And I'm talking to the people. Some of you are listening to me maybe for the first time. Some of you have not heard as much as others have heard. Some of you have been following me from the beginning. How long will you look on? What has happened? Many people have been deceived. They have been deceived by a carefully worked out plan. Let me read this statement coming from Jeremiah 4, verse 10. Jeremiah 4, verse 10 says, thou hast greatly deceived this people. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. Who has been deceived, and by whom or what have they been deceived? Black people have been deceived. There are other people also who have been deceived. But I know when that black people have been deceived. They have been deceived by those who teach from the pulpit. Those who teach Jesus from the pulpit. As I've said before, the teaching, well, the character Jesus in the Bible is a fictitious character. The deception has come down from the paper. Of course, the character Jesus is in the Bible. Men have been led to teach Jesus, but the teaching of Jesus is a deceitful teaching. I remind you of the Passover law. Take us, please. The iniquitous Passover law. In that law, the Lord, all caps, commands, directs his people, his ministers, to teach his people. Omit the truth. Teach deceit. Be quiet on truth. Teach deceit. And so for years upon years, the Gentiles have taught deceit. They have taught other people. They have taught black people the deceitful teaching concerning Jesus, that Jesus died, rose again, ascended into heaven, and Jesus is coming back. They have taught that Jesus is the Savior. And you know the teaching. You know the teaching. But the whole teaching is a concoction. The whole teaching concerning Jesus is a lie. The statement in Jeremiah 4:10, thou hast greatly deceived this people. That is an accusation. The papacy has greatly deceived black people. The papacy has called black people to be led into error and taught a lie. Now we must overcome this. We must overcome the lie. I take you to 2 Thessalonians 2:11. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. That they should believe a lie. Let me read the full statement. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Strong delusion. And it says, God shall send them strong delusion. What has happened? The papacy has been a strong delusion to black people and many other people as well. As I've said, the papacy has led the Gentiles to teach lying, teach that which is not true, in order to deceive the people. Now, this is a very serious thing. This is a very serious accusation. Thou hast deceived this people. The papacy has called black people to believe that and take for truth that which is not true at all. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. Now, Second Corinthians 8:20. The statement says, no man should blame us. No man should blame us. No man, a nickname for God, no man should blame us. be us, we know the no man is a reference to God. No man is a reference to God in me. No man should blame us. The papacy is at fault here. As I've said, the papacy has caused black people and other people as well to believe and take for truth that which is not true at all. No man should blame us. God shall send them strong delusion. Who is the God in that statement? God is a reference to the papacy. The papacy. God shall send them strong delusion. I've said before that the sitting living Pope is the God of the Gentiles. The Lord, all caps in the Bible, is a reference to the papacy. We know that those of the papacy of long ago wrote scripture. They are responsible for the crucial content of Bible matter. God shall send them strong delusion. That statement has already come to pass. It's already been fulfilled. The papacy sent black people and other people strong delusion. In other words, simply put, the papacy caused black people and other people as well to be greatly deceived, to be deceived. That they should believe a lie. The papacy deemed black people and other people as well worthy of being taught a lie. Now, when were black people taught the lie? We were taught the lie concerning Jesus from the days of slavery. Gentile, at the word of the papacy, invaded Africa, conquered Africa and its inhabitants, killing many, scattering many Africans. And cast black people, the papacy did, cast black people into slavery. Black people, as we know, served the Gentile as slaves. It was during that time that the Gentiles began to teach black people the lie concerning Jesus. And the lie has persisted. The Gentiles have persisted in teaching the lie openly. After emancipation, the Gentiles have never come forth, papacy included. The papacy, neither have the Gentiles. The other Gentiles come forth and acknowledge that the things they have taught concerning Jesus are lies. They have never taken back the line. They have never confessed to black people and letting them know that, hey, Jesus is not real. He's a fictitious character. We've caused you to believe that which is not true. We've caused you to take for truth that which has no truth in it at all. The Gentiles never have come forth and confessed the lie and made it clear and made it known that they have taught from the days of slavery black. Okay, now, no man should blame us. Sure, the papacy and the Gentiles are blameworthy, but we cannot stop right there. Black people now can read. If I'm not mistaken, blacks have been freed from slavery here in the United States of America for 145 years. I believe the UK, England, emancipated its slaves before the United States. But just taking the 145 years that we have been free from slavery here in the United States of America, 145 years, that's a long time. And we have had, during this time, access to the Bible. Many blacks go to seminary schools, study the Bible, and they yet have not come to the realization that, wow, they lied to us, the Gentiles lied to us. Jesus is not real. We should not place our trust and hope in that which has no truth at all in it. So, what are they teaching at seminary, at the seminary, and theological schools? What are they teaching? Of course, they are teaching lies, and they are not teaching truth of Bible concept. They are teaching lies. They are teaching the lie. Okay. Yet we say we can read. Yet we say we can't read. So black people do read the Bible. Black people do study the Bible. Black people do go to who supposedly of higher learning study the Bible or about Bible and everything. They study everything except the truth of Bible content. It seems like it's a bad situation that here at this time, lies are being taught, still being taught openly. No one, I know other than myself, I don't know who else, but I know the lies are still being taught. Seminaries are still teaching lies. Gentiles are still teaching the lies. Black people have picked up on the lies and are teaching the lies. Black people teaching black people lies. This is very bad. This is very bad. And as I said, yet we say we can read. Yet we say we can read. I want you to listen to me and listen to me well. I put on my page for today's description, listen to the program with a friend, family members, a friend, listen with somebody, but if you cannot listen with somebody else, listen to the program alone, but listen. And after listening, go tell the other, as the woman at the well did in John chapter 4. A fictitious story, but of course it has a point, it has a meaning. When you hear the truth of Bible content, don't keep it to yourself. How long will you look on? How long will you listen to this program and not take a stand in defense of truth? How long will you look on? A whole race of people have been led into error. A whole race of people have been deceit, trick. And now, truth of Bible content is coming. feedback is the papers. The papers. The papers. Rome, Italy. How long will we let the lie persist? How long will we let the lie prevail? Jesus is a fictitious character. Yet, we read the Bible, we continue to read the Bible, we go to the church, and we hear the teaching of Jesus. The church. So we have two things here. We have the papacy, but we have three things. We have the papacy, we have the Gentiles, and we have the church. The church. It seems like the church would be the place. And many people, I believe, think this. They think that the church is the place where one can go. It turns out the church is against the truth. The church is against the truth. The church issues forth deceitful teaching. From the pulpit, lies persist. From the pulpit, lies continue to go forth, and the people sit and listen. The people sit and listen to the lie. The people rejoice in the lie coming from the church, coming from the pulpit, coming from the preacher. Lie, deception. Deceitful teaching. As I said, though, we say we can read. I've done a little through the years, a little thing wherein I'll ask a person or a group, who sold Jacob, who sold Joseph in the book of Genesis into Egypt? Who sold Joseph into Egypt? A little simple story in the book of Genesis. And of course, the average person said, well, Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers. But yet, when you go to the book of Genesis and read the story and see what the story says there in the book of Genesis, we see clearly from the story in Genesis, as from an eyewitness, who actually sold Joseph into Egypt. And it was not the brothers who sold him into Egypt. Two other groups of people had to do with Joseph getting into Egypt. When the brother got to the well to draw Joseph out, Joseph was not in the well. Another group had lifted Joseph out of the pit that is out of the well, but another group had pulled Joseph out of the pit and sold him to another group of people who was headed in the direction of Egypt. And that's how Joseph got into Egypt. He did not get into Egypt at the hands of his brother, or by his brothers. The Genesis account makes it clear, and says so. It says exactly how he got into Egypt. It says exactly who sold into Egypt, and it was not the brothers. Slaves were taught that story. Slaves were taught that the brothers sold Joseph out of Egypt. And from what my experience is, the Gentiles still teach the lie concerning Joseph, that his brothers sold him into Egypt. And let me say this, if you keep on reading, even if Joseph himself said the brothers sold him into Egypt, then Joseph is telling a lie, because the first-hand account is given there in the book of Genesis, as I said, and it shows clearly who sold Joseph into Egypt, and it was not his brothers. So, something that we can see just by reading, just by reading the Joseph account, it is clear that we were lying to you concerning the Joseph and his getting into Egypt. And, of course, that's a fictitious story. But I've said also that the Bible is a law book. And it is a law book, indeed, and I have proved that. If Joseph himself says he got into Egypt, his brother sold him into Egypt, then Joseph is telling a lie, and Joseph is falsely accusing his brothers. But we say we can read, and yet we overlook the simple truth concerning Joseph and his getting into Egypt. And just because the Gentiles have told us Joseph got into Egypt or was sold into Egypt by his brothers, we say, the preachers, the black preachers say the same thing. Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers. Yet we say we can read, and this is a very serious thing. If we have been taken by the Joseph story, we are responsible now because we say we can read. It's a shame. It is a shame. The lies being told from the pulpit. And I have given the root of the matter. The root of the matter is the papacy, because it was the papacy who commanded the Gentiles, the Gentile minister, to lie. The Gentiles have said in the Bible that they will do whatsoever the Lord all caps tells them to do, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And the Gentiles have followed that course throughout history. And just as the papacy has commanded them to teach deceit, to teach lies, to teach lies with regard to Bible matter, the Gentiles have been faithful in doing that, and thus the black people have been faithful in carrying on the lies. The thing about it, the black people believe the lie. They believe the lie that they have received from the Gentiles. Now, slaves couldn't read. Slaves were not allowed to even learn how to read. They could not read. We can read, and we are no longer slaves. As slavery is a thing of the past, so should the deceitful teaching of Jesus be a thing of the past. It should not persist any more. It should not persist any longer. The teaching of Jesus should not be prolonged. It should be stopped. And it should be stopped now. Let me say this. In the Bible, the character Jesus is a criminal. He is a lawbreaker. The Bible is a law book. And I have, when I was on another program, Truth Will Out, I gave an in-depth teaching on Jesus, showing his actions showing his actions that are contrary to the to laws in the Bible, showing how he broke various laws in the Bible, and that the reason he was judged and found to be guilty and put to death was because of the laws he broke. He was a lawbreaker, and certain of those laws call for the death penalty. And that is why the character Jesus was put to death. He was a lawbreaker, a criminal. And of course, I'm not teaching that now. I'm not going into the laws we broke and all now. But he was a lawbreaker. And as students of law, if you consider yourself a student of the Bible, even if you don't consider yourself a student of the Bible, the Authorized Version, commonly called King James Version, is indeed a law book, and the story of Jesus this story is simply showing a character who led a band of men into a life of crime. While other people rested on the Sabbath and did no work, the lawbreaker Jesus and his band of men, they worked on the Sabbath. They worked on the Sabbath. Because other people were not supposed to be working. There was a Sabbath. And the law of the Sabbath said what? That in that day of the Sabbath, there should be no work done. So just think about it, and just let me throw this out there. Just think about it. The policemen can't work. The people who are to protect you can't work. The people who are to protect your treasures and all like that they're off. They can't work. And if they do any work, then they break the law and are thus guilty of breaking the law of the Sabbath and make themselves liable to be prosecuted. So on the Sabbath, in the story concerning Jesus, the people rested. The people did no work. But the criminal Jesus and his band of men, they did their evil work on the Sabbath day. Just think, you can go into a bank on the Sabbath day. People may be there. Guards may be there and all, for whatever reason. And they may not be there. But everything is at your disposal. You know, if you have the tools and equipment and all to get the stuff, get the money, get the treasures, they're yours. You take them. You steal them. Because nobody else by law is required to be working that day on duty. So while everybody's off duty, you do your equal work. But that's the story about Jesus. The story of Jesus, a criminal, a lawbreaker, leader of a band of men who went about doing evil. And to take the fictitious story further, even if he could heal somebody, even if he could heal somebody, even if he could raise the dead, he was still a lawbreaker, he was still a criminal, and he was eventually caught, what, and brought to justice. That's the story of Jesus in the four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Each book shows them breaking laws. Okay, so I've said enough on that. Yet we think we can read. And our ministers who go to supposedly schools of higher learning have not seen that, have not figured that out yet, even though it's clear in black and white. And the people sit and listen. And the people who say they can read, they overlook all of that that is in the Bible concerning Jesus and the laws he broke. And they go merrily on their way, rejoicing in the lies that are being taught. It's a sad thing. It's a very sad thing. It is a disgrace. It is a disgrace. Who will stand up for truth? How long will you look on? How long will you look on and do nothing? It's good for you to listen to this program. It is not good for you to listen to this program and do nothing positive for truth and truth's sake. That is not good at all. Even the question is asked in the Bible, who is on the Lord's side? That's the question in the Bible. I don't have that reference. I had planned on bringing that forth today. But the question is asked, who is on the Lord's side? I ask, who is on the truth's side? Who is on the truth's side? How long would you look on? How long would you be a spectator? How long would you be a hearer? It is written, be doers of the word and not hearers only, but commandment. Okay? Okay, thus far we have, I have brought to your attention the statements, no man should blame us. And no man does blame the papacy. God blames the papacy. The papacy blames themselves. They put these things in the Bible. Remember the papacy has said in the Bible concerning itself and the Gentiles, saying, I and my people are wicked. That's a confession that the Lord, all caps, that the papacy has made, and it is in black and white in the Bible. I and my people, the Gentiles, are wicked. That the I is a reference to the papacy. Okay? I've also brought forth 2 Thessalonians 2:11. 2:11. That they should believe a lie. The purpose of the deceitful teaching is that they should believe a lie. The papacy deems black people and other people as well worthy of believing a lie. Can we judge ourselves worthy of the truth, that we should believe the truth? I have brought forth also the statement in Jeremiah 20, verse 7, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. No, I hadn't read that, but I'm reading it now. Jeremiah 20, verse 7, the statement says, thou hast deceived. Okay. And look at the last part of the statement. I was deceived. I myself was once deceived by the teaching of Jesus, which has come from, which has come to black people from the Gentiles who are acting at the word of the Lord, all caps. I was deceived. But I'm glad to say now that I'm no longer deceived by the teaching of Jesus, the teaching of the lie, the great teaching of the lie, the great lie. I'm no longer deceived. I know the truth of Jesus. I know the truth concerning Jesus now. And I'm not deceived by that teaching any longer, anymore. I was deceived. I am no longer deceived by the deceitful teaching concerning Jesus. Jeremiah 4:10, thou hast greatly deceived this people. Another statement I brought to 4:30. Thou hast greatly deceived. So I say to the Pope Benedict XVI, I say to the papacy and the Gentiles, you have greatly deceived black people. I know that body fact. The Bible says, speak that which you know. I know the papacy and the Gentiles have deceived black people and other people as well. 1 Timothy 4:3. And I want to focus on the last five words, the last five words in 1 Timothy 4, verse 3. And it says, those words are, believe and know the truth. Believe and know the truth. I say to all those who will hear this message, this program, this episode, believe and know the truth. I'm making a commandment out of 1 Timothy 4, verse 3. Believe and know the truth. The truth is being taught on this program. I am bringing you the truth of Bible content. And it's certainly time for, it's time for change. It's time for truth. It's time for truth. I'm going to continue teaching, if I'm allowed to, once the streaming has stopped. I will continue, so stay with me. Stay with the program. It's time for a change. It's time to turn to the truth. Why? Because truth is out accessible. Truth is here. Truth is coming from this program, this Lawmaster's Law of God program. We have truth. Let's not turn a deaf ear to truth. I beseech you, I urge you, take a stand. Stand with me. Stand with me. Join with me. Yes, join with me. The statement says in Jeremiah 20, verse, not that one, the statement says in Jeremiah 4, verse 7, thou hast greatly deceived this people. Have the Indians been deceived? Have other races, groups of people been deceived by the papacy and the Gentiles? I know blacks have. The papacy and the Gentiles have greatly deceived black people. Mark that statement, Jeremiah 4:10, as truth. The question is asked, what is truth? This is truth. The papacy and the Gentiles have greatly deceived black people. That's truth. They've deceived other people as well. Will you take a stand and help get truth to your people, will you take a stand for truth in support of, in defense of, in order to get truth out? What did the woman at the well do? John chapter 4. She heard what she heard, and she went and told others the moral of the story. Don't keep truth to yourself. Don't keep it to yourself. Give it, share it with other people. Give it to other people, share it with others, and join the battle. Join the battle for truth. That's a noble cause, the cause for truth. Join the battle for truth. How long will you look on? Don't just look on. Be a part. Take part. Join the battle. Join the conversation. Believe and know the truth. What is truth? Truth is the Bible is the law. The authorized version, commonly called King James, is the law. What is truth? God has now come. The Bible's God has come. The Bible's God has come forth. I am here. And I am teaching truth of Bible content. Believe and know the truth. What is truth? The papacy and the Gentiles have taught lies to black people. What is truth? Black people have believed the lie. What is truth? Up to this day, black people, for the most part, still believe the lie concerning Jesus. What is truth? Truth is now here. Truth is being taught on this program. So you listen to the program, you listen to the episode, you study this information. Look at it closely, examine it, study it, know it, believe and know the truth. Believe and know the truth. And there's another truth, another commandment. John, and many can quote this verse, John 8:32. And the commandment says, You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth. Thou shalt not steal. Just commandment. Thou shalt know the truth. You shall know the truth. Just commandment. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not bear false witness. Just commandment. You shall know the truth. Just commandment. Know and believe the truth. But don't stop there. Stand up for truth. Stand up in defense of truth. Support truth. Help truth to be made known. Help the truth bearer. That is, help me. God, and help your people by serving them the truth. Isn't that something? That's a good work. That's a noble work. The cause is just. deceitful teaching is an enemy of mankind. It's an enemy of man. And it should stop now. And you have the opportunity to help. How long will you go? Can I trust you to stand up for truth? Can I trust you to stand with me? And we battle, we fight against the lie, the enemy, together. Black people need the truth. And only the truth of Bible content can save us from the deception that has so overcome us. Only the truth of Bible content can save us from the deception. You are a part of the battle already. How so? If you are black, black people have been deceived. You are a part. You are a part of those who have been deceived. Your people have been overcome by a lie. You are a part, whether you want to be or not. You can be an active, positive, functioning part. Or you can just, you know, yeah, hear that, okay, all right. So, that's bad. That's bad. That's not good at all. If you love yourself, you love your people. If you love yourself, you love your people. If you love your people, you love yourself. Take a stand. You have truth on your side when you take a stand for truth. When you support truth, you have truth on your side. And with truth on your side, then righteousness is on your side. And if righteousness is on your side, then justice is on your side. Let justice prevail. As long as black people are deceived, there is no justice. Let us overcome the enemy. Certainly a friend has not done this to us. A friend has not subjected us and cast us to a state of deceitfulness to the point of delusion. A friend hasn't done that. An enemy has done this. We're in a battle. One statement from the Bible, I have fought the good fight. They realize that they are warring. They are fighting. The enemy realized in teaching us the lies that they were fighting against us. They're fighting against the ones that they see. Stand up. Stand out. And stand for truth. It is needed. It is needed. I need you. I need you. I've never said I want to fight this battle alone. I need you. I need each and every one of you who hear me to see the seriousness of this matter. Let me read that statement again. Jeremiah 4, verse 10. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. Now, I'm going to turn to that. I would turn to that to make sure I wrote that correctly. Jeremiah 4, 10. Because I don't want to make a mistake. I want to see the written word. I want to make sure that I see what I think I see. Jeremiah 4, verse 10. Okay, I have Jeremiah 4. I'm looking for verse 10. I see verse 10. And I just want to focus on the part that says this. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. That's all I want to focus on. Because there is truth in those words. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's truth in those 6 words. The question is, what is truth? Truth is in those 6 words. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. And I pointed out who the thou, the papacy, and the Gentile. And the this people, what people, black people, I know. There are others that they have deceived as well. But I know that the papacy and the Gentiles have greatly deceived black people. And I want to take a stand for black people. I want to stand up and fight for black people. Because I don't think we should be deceived any longer. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Thou hast deceived this people. The papacy and the Gentiles have deceived black people. That is truth. That's an answer to the question over John, which says, what is truth? Truth is that which is in agreement and correspondence and all with reality. What is real? Black people have been deceived by Gentiles. And what have they been deceived? In the teaching of Jesus. They have been deceived. The teaching of Jesus came from the Gentiles and the papacy. And by that teaching, black people have been deceived. I want to help black people because I think that's my duty. When I began to see things that were true in the Bible that I had not been taught by others, I said to myself, wow, black people need to know these things. I didn't know everything that I know now. But just in finding out little bits and pieces, like the Joseph story, wow, black people need to know this because every black minister I've heard teaching on them says Joseph was sold into Egypt by his brothers. But the Bible clearly shows in this first-hand account in Genesis that the brothers didn't do it, and it shows clearly who did it. Okay? Wow. Jesus is not a fictitious character. Wow. Black people need to know that. Wow. The Bible is a law book. Black people need to know that. Huh? Wow, what they taught me about God is not true. I now have a true teaching, the true Bible teaching concerning God. Wow, what they told me about Jesus, wow, black people need to know this. What they told me about Jesus is a lie. They lied to me. They tricked me. They tricked my mother, my dad, my whole family, my people, my race. They tricked me. They lied to me. They tricked me. They tricked us to the point of delusion, where we take that which is totally wrong as though it is true. Deluded. Deceived greatly. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. Accusation and accusation against the papacy and the Gentiles. Yes. So I said, and the decision was not hard for me to make. When I, as I realized that, wow, they lied to me about this, I just took it a step further. They lied to all my people about this one thing, about this and that. They didn't just lie to me or trick me. They tricked all my people. They tricked the whole race. And now, let me say this. When you take, when you stand up for truth, you have the Bible on your side. You have the Bible on your side. What I teach, Joseph was not sold into Egypt by his brothers. I don't care what other statements you find in the Bible. I have the Bible on my side. And let me just turn to that, because I keep alluding to that. Let me just turn quickly to that. Okay, let's see here. Okay. We have a statement here in Genesis 37:36. Genesis 37:36 says, and the Midianites sold him, talking about Joseph, into Egypt. Now, we can stop right there, because the question asked is this: who sold Joseph into Egypt? Now, the first-hand account comes before this last statement in the verse. We can go back and read, starting, just read the whole chapter, you know. And in that chapter, the first-hand account is given, showing step-by-step how Joseph got into Egypt, who sold him into Egypt. But the conclusionary statement, the conclusion said, in Genesis 37:36, and the Midianites sold him, Joseph, into Egypt, unto Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's and captain of the guard. Now, as I said, I don't care if Joseph himself says the brothers did. The first-hand account is given in Genesis 37, showing that the brothers did not do it. And if Joseph himself says the brothers did it, then he is what? Breaking a commandment. Because there's a commandment that says, thou shalt not bear false witness. Okay? The conclusion right there concerning Joseph getting into Egypt is given in Genesis 37, verse 36. And if that's not enough, we have another conclusion concerning Joseph getting into Egypt in Genesis chapter 39, verse 1. Let me read it. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him off the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. One group pulled Joseph out of the pit. That group sold Joseph to another group who was going in the direction of Egypt. And that's how Joseph got into Egypt. two conclusions concerning Joseph. And they are all in, both conclusions are in agreement with the first-hand account shown in Genesis chapter 37. Okay. I want to continue standing up for truth, supporting truth, teaching truth. Will you join? That's the question. We started off with one question: how long will you look on? How long will you look on? Now the question is, will you join actively? Actively. In an active way. Will you join? We should rejoice in truth. I think that's a statement in the Bible. Let me speak. Rejoice in the truth. We should rejoice because of the truth. The statement says, if I can find it here, had not thought to bring this forth today. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. 1 Corinthians 13, 6. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Rejoices in the truth. Rejoice because of the truth. That's what the word ends up. I end because of rejoicing, rejoices because of the truth. Truth is worth celebrating. The battle is not won because black people are still in a state of illusion. Because of the end. So we can celebrate our single victories, individual victories, but we look to celebrating the victory of the whole. When the whole has been informed and the whole has changed, that calls for great celebration. You can be a part of, you should be a part of. I owe it to my people. I owe it to my people to teach them truth. I owe it to them. Can you say that? Will you say that? And will you take a stand for truth? Will you stand up for truth? Will you speak out for truth? Speak out in support of truth. And remember, when you do, you have the Bible on your side. You have the Bible on your side. Belief in Jesus as a real individual Savior is an injustice. It was forced upon you. You don't know it. You think you made the decision. And even if you don't, it doesn't matter whether you believe in Jesus or whether you say no. It doesn't matter. The greater portion of your people is in have been deceived. Too many. And how many is too many? I don't know. One is too many. One is too many. One black person deceived by the deceitful teaching concerning Jesus is one person too much. Can you say that for your people? Can you say that for your people? Stand with me. And let's save the people. Let's save the people from deceit. Let's save the people from deceit. Let's save the people. Nobody said the task would be. If we have any sense at all, we should align ourselves with this. You should align yourself with this information, with this program, and with me, this person. Because this is a serious matter. It's very great. Very great. Very serious. Thou hast deceived this people. Thou hast greatly deceived this people. This people. I'm talking about a race. A whole race of people. Do you care? Do you care? I want to check one thing, and I'll be wrapping this up in a minute or so, 2 or 3 minutes. Yes. Make that decision today. Make it now, if you haven't already. Make it now. Stand up for truth. Stand with God. Stand with the Bible. You have the Bible. Isn't it something? When you stand for truth, you have the Bible. And that means victory is ahead. Victory is ahead. We can get there. And we will. Okay. I'm pulling up my switchboard now. So just bear with me for a moment here. And I did not speak about all that I want to speak about. But it's time, it was time for me. That talk, I believe, was needed, was necessary, that I talked to the people. without any further ado. That is for today. And I hope you made that decision. I hope you made do the right thing. Do the right thing. That's all I can ask. Do the right thing. And the right thing is to take a stand for truth. Stand up for truth. The right thing. Stand with me. Align yourself and align yourself with the truth of my teaching, which is the truth about God. It's time for a change. It's time for a change to truth. From deceit to truth. You shall know the truth. That's a command. Are you keeping the command? Join me next week for another episode of Love God.